Okay, so I promised you three different examples. We went through one where you're in your house for 40 years. If you missed that segment, go back and listen to the first segment of the show, first long segment. And then we talked about foreclosure or short sale. It's imminent. The quiet listing can protect your reputation with your neighbors, and so you may want to approach that. And lastly, you may not have been in your home for a long time, but you don't know how to make a decision. Okay, you want to, desperately want to make the right decision. Perhaps you are a hoarder or are on borderline a hoarder. You've been very effective at accumulating more and more and more stuff. And even the stuff you've got, you're not really sure of all of it. Maybe you've got it cataloged in your mind, but you're not really using it. You have a trouble actually buying more than you can possibly use. And so your house is now so completely locked with the stuff you have, and the cycle needs to be broken, and you want to turn around and go the other direction, but you're afraid to do so. It's comfortable to live in a house where you can't even get into some rooms, where stuff is all over the place. It gives you an excuse not to have to take care of parts of your house. You don't even have to go in there any longer. Now, you know inside, deep inside, that that's not the right way to live. That's not the right way for you to live. It's not what you really want to see your life become. And you recognize it, but you got no one to call. You don't know how to walk through that process, and you need professional advice on how to get through the sale of the property and disseminate what you have on the inside. So I went on a listing appointment in Rockville, Maryland, and I met with a lady whose basement was packed completely. And the inside, and she had her son living with her, and he'd come off of a divorce and had all of his stuff, and he was living in a bedroom, and the place was packed out with his stuff and her stuff, and there was piles of stuff because there was no real maintenance and care going on in the property the way that you would normally expect. Okay. This is not to belittle the situation, because this is not a moral thing. This is a fact of life thing. People get into ruts in their lives and they get overwhelmed with the stuff. And I stepped in to that, and it was kind of like my dad or my grandfathers who were physicians. And I, put my proverbial, operating uniform on and walked in, and I said, okay, here's what you've told me your issue is. You need to move from this house to this retirement community. You've already put your money into this community. You're paying several thousand dollars a month to live in that community for the food and for the right to live in this apartment, and you still live in your house, and you're not willing to do what's necessary. And actually, I had to correct myself at that point, because she said, no, I'm willing to do what's necessary, but I start to do something, and then I'm not sure I'm making the right decision. And I said, okay, fair enough. You're willing to do what's necessary, and you want to make the move. I'm going to walk you through this. I'm going to step you through the process. We're going to get the house sold. So I contacted my auctioneer, and he also does house cleanups. And I had him come in and brought his truck over, walk through the basement with my client, and said, okay, what in here, of everything that you have here, what in here do you really want to keep for sure? And sure, she had some filing cabinets that had stuff in it that might be important, so that was left alone. And sure, she had a few things, like an old bicycle from when she was a kid. She wanted to keep that for memory's sake, at least for now. So she identified a few things, and in a period of 4.5 hours, my auctioneer had 4 guys go up and down, up and down, up and down, pulled everything out of the basement. This big, beautiful basement is revealed. And then he gets to the first floor. She's exhausted. I can't do this. It took a month for him to come back and then go through that process again. And sure enough, we got the house organized and cleaned. And the thing about my auctioneer, too, is that as he's pulling stuff out, they're taught how to look for something that's important, something that's an antique, something that looks like it has more value. And his name is Howard Parzo. Great, great guy. So Howard came in and did this work, and then he takes what he can out of the property, takes it up to the auction house where he auctions it off, and if he can't sell it, then he trashes it. So if the client needs to sell it, great. Many times the client actually gets money back for all the stuff that gets auctioned off and their house gets emptied. And what's the most valuable thing you can sell usually? It's your house, right? And you can sell your house for more money when it shows bigger on the inside. So you might be bound up like this story that I just told about this lady, lovely lady in Rockville, moving to a retirement community, has been paying for 6 to 8 months, $3,000 a month to live in an apartment she's not living in. She's frozen, can't make the decision, needs professional advice. Myself and my team stepped in. We gave her the steps and the tools necessary. And then put her house up, sold it. She's all happy. Everything is beautiful. So, but the quiet listing in that approach was a period of 4 to 5 months from the point when we first met and I told her what the plan was going to be. And we tried to market the property to potential purchasers. Now, we didn't get anybody interested in buying the house, but we might have. So the quiet listing is a tool to use for a period of time from when we first start a relationship to the point of going to the open market, and then the quiet listing stops, and now it's an open market listing where all of the agents, the internet, and everybody knows that it's available.